Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We must together work together.
The cause of this inflation is the pandemic.
This is white privilege on steroids.
What kind of idiot 17-year-old gets a giant gun?
My mom had 9 children, and she always said you had to make groceries.
Oh, you gonna try it on the girl's side? Uh-huh.
It is indeed the Mark Cox Morning Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in this morning, 97.1 FM Talk. What kind of an idiot? That's Jeffrey Zuman Toobin from CNN. Now, the last time we heard from Mr. Toobin, he apparently had his pants down during a Zoom meeting with CNN staff. The presumption is that it was a boring meeting. I mean, that's kind of what I took from it at first. I've been in meetings that started 3 years ago that I'm pretty sure are still going on. All right, so I get it. We've all been there one way or another. You're in a meeting and somebody is droning and droning and droning and droning. And they're telling you how great they are. Blah, 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 blah. And you're nodding off just a little bit and your eyes are, okay, I got it. And you think, well, here's what I'm going to do. I can't really pay attention to what this guy is saying because there's just nothing there. Or this lady is a big blowhard and I don't, but I have to be here. Quote, well, you got to check it off. So you take out your phone, you go, hey, I got the volume down. We'll do a little, let's do Boggle. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Let's do Boggle. And I don't know, what else have I got on here that I could do? I'm just going to play the game. And, you know, you keep it down below camera level, you're okay. Well, Jeffrey Toobin took it to a new length. I mean, it was just outrageous, right? You know what he did. And I'm trying to figure out what happens next. And after that story broke, I thought, well, okay, he is done. How do you come back from that? Even for CNN, I get it. CNN standards are not exactly what any of us look at and say, yep, I aspire to that. Most of us look at CNN and go, oh my God, how far down can you go? Well, they've gone pretty doggone far. Take a listen to Jeffrey Zuman Toobin, cut number 10.
What kind of idiot 17-year-old gets a giant gun and goes to a riot? He has no license. He has no training. He thinks he's going to scrub graffiti off with his AR-15. I mean, the stupidity of this. It's like, what could possibly go wrong? Well, a lot went wrong. The good news for Kyle Rittenhouse is that he's not on trial for being an idiot. He's on trial for homicide. Right. And in that respect, I mostly agree with Joey that this is a tough case for the prosecution.
Okay. Now, there's a part of me that says, look, Jeffrey Toobin is like six types of an idiot. right? If you can pick out an idiot, you would say, it's probably the guy who did that during the Zoom meeting. But even Jeffrey Toobin says, this isn't much of a homicide case. The prosecution's going to have a tough time with this. Now, I sit here and I tell you in full disclosure, in all honesty, I was a police officer. When I watch trials, when I look at criminal trials, I am 99 times out of 100 rooting for the prosecution. Just going to tell you that. All right? I'm an ex-cop. I bleed blue. And I generally, overwhelmingly, will find myself on the side of the prosecution. I look at the Kyle Rittenhouse matter. And I've watched it. I've read some great analysis. If you want to see some really great pieces of analysis on this trial, check out the New York Post coverage. A friend of mine, Jimmy Galliano, who is a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, has written about it extensively. And to make it easy for you, actually, I have it posted. If you're not with me on Facebook, look for The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. I've got it up there, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And you can read Jimmy's analysis of the Rittenhouse matter. When you have a prosecution witness make the defense's case, which is what happened last week, you've got problems. You've got some real serious problems. But there's another problem here. The Kyle Rittenhouse matter has been framed in the context of race. That somehow Kyle Rittenhouse is a racist. He's a white supremacist. And then there are people that very delicately say, but wait a minute, the two guys he killed, and again, there's no question about this, right? He killed two men. They were alive, and then they were dead. And not just the proximate cause, but the actual cause were actions taken by Kyle Rittenhouse. So that's a given. Not in question. But why is he a racist? Why is he a white supremacist when, as we're going to point out, both of his victims were also white guys? We seem to be so desperate in some quarters in this country to demonize white men in particular that everything somehow becomes an issue of race. And then you look at this case and you say, but there's not a racial component here. Why were these riots going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin? Well, that was racial. Okay, let's say that it was. It also involved a law enforcement matter. I'm not going to dive into it, but you may or may not remember it. And guy got shot and is paralyzed. And folks like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris decided that he was a hero. They condemned this Kyle Rittenhouse. And you think, but wait, how about the facts? Let me give you an example of how it's actually playing out in certain segments. Now, I don't advise anybody to watch MSNBC. I really don't. I mean, you'll be pained as you watch it. It's just it's hurtful. I mean, it's painful. But I watch it because I feel compelled to, so that I can share with people. Hey, take a listen to this. So let us get to cut number 11, please.
At one point, Rittenhouse claimed that the initial victim used threatening language that he did not want to repeat. You feel like I was having flashbacks to the George Zimmerman trial, right? I mean, everything from Kyle Rittenhouse using sort of cop speak about trying to stop the threat, saying this sort of really dramatic thing that the person he shot supposedly said that sounded like a gangster movie, you know? And then this whole thing of, you know, the whole breaking down and dry heaving in court. That was one thing that we didn't see from Zimmerman, but, you know, making himself the victim.
Joy, today the jurors saw what must be the greatest performance of Kyle Rittenhouse's life. He was well prepared by his defense attorneys to disrupt his image as a trigger-happy vigilante who went on a shooting rampage. This is white privilege on steroids.
Are you kidding me? Really? What am I missing here? What part of the actual Kyle Rittenhouse story am I missing? And what part of the actual Kyle Rittenhouse trial are you missing? Well, I wouldn't suggest you go looking all that far because you're not really missing anything. The real story here involves someone who says he was in fear for his life. That's what this story is. That's the beginning, that's the middle, and the end. Now, should he have traveled across state lines? You can argue that he shouldn't have. And if you want to make that argument, then by all means, make it. Well, he had an AR-15. And this is, again, these are the uber leftists who have absolutely, positively no familiarity with firearms, the difference between automatic and semi-automatic. I hear that nonsense all the time. And you just think to yourself, really? You're out there and you're saying these things, and it's clear you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe, just maybe, you exercise one of these two options. A, learn about the things you're talking about, or B, just keep your mouth shut. Those are the two options. Those are the only two options that are available in that regard. They're things I do not know about. I cannot tell you how you properly ride a horse. I can't. I've been to tracks over the years. The family and I sit around on Kentucky Derby Day and we watch the Kentucky Derby and we have a little party in our living room and we make mint juleps and everybody, you know, bets on a horse. But that's about it. And if you come to me and say, Jeff, I would like some insight on horses, I would happily tell you, you're in the wrong place. I can't help you. There's nothing I can do for you. So why not the same degree of responsibility or honesty when it comes to those folks who are part of the uber left talking about firearms? Well, I'll tell you why they don't remain quiet. That is because, quite frankly, they do not want people armed. I hate to pull the curtain back on it. They're going, oh, no. We've never said that. We don't want to take our firearms away from anybody. We just don't understand why you need this if you're going to go hunting and this if you... Gang, you either have the right or you don't have the right. I mean, that's what this all boils down to. It all gets down to that. Now, I'm one of those guys, I look at the Constitution. I've actually read it. Not a scholar. Not by a long shot. I've looked at the Bill of Rights. I understand what we've done in the Bill of Rights. These are God-given rights, right? They are not bestowed upon me by the government, despite what people in the Biden administration in particular seem to believe. They did not give me these rights. Therefore, they cannot take them away from me. God-given rights. And we affirm those rights. Now, I'm one of those guys, I'll just tell you what I'm doing at the moment as I'm talking to you. I'm looking out my window, and I have a beautiful, beautiful studio at my house. I call it the Broadcast Hut. So I sit here in the Broadcast Hut. This is where I work now. I fell at work. It'll be 2 years, and I just messed up these nerves in my back, so it's become difficult for me to be as mobile as I once was, unfortunately. But that's the reason now I work from home, if you will. So I'm looking out the window, and I see trees, and I see grass. I see a lot of leaves, which have fallen. And I don't do leaves. Just a little rule that I have. I don't do them. They can stay where they are. Eventually, they'll turn into mulch. My wife, on the other hand, is out there with, I think it's a vacuum cleaner, but she does the leaves. So I'm looking at this. By the way, I'm looking at sunny skies and blue skies, and I'm thinking, as I do just about every time I look out this window, first of all, how can you look at that and describe yourself as an atheist? I don't get that. That's number one. Number two is I look out the window, and I think to myself, this is amazing. This is incredible. Not just the view, but the experience. I grew up in the city of Philadelphia. I don't mean a leafy suburb. I mean in the city. And I grew up in a row home, right? 50 houses on each side of the street. You had windows in the front of the house that looked out onto the street. You had windows on the back of the house that looked out into the alley where you put the trash. That was it. That was it. There were two windows on the second floor, one window on the first floor on the front, and the back, it was two and two. One in the kitchen, one in the dining room, and then one in bedrooms. So I look out this window, and I think, first of all, this broadcast hut of mine is just about the same size as the first apartment I ever had. And I'm pretty happy about this accomplishment, because that's how I see it. And then I look at the house that my kids are growing up in, or have grown up in. And I think that's a pretty good house, right? You're not looking at a street. You're not looking at an alleyway. You're looking at trees and grass and nature and all this cool stuff. And I think this is the American dream. So why are there so many people inside of our government that are just seemingly hell-bent for leather to kill off the American dream? How do they get the guts, the gall, the temerity to stand up there and say, well, you didn't make that. You didn't earn that. We need this. We need that. No. Go out and break your rear end, save a couple of dollars, work a second job, work a third job, whatever you're going to do, whatever you have to do to achieve your American dream. And I will stand out of the way because your American dream is not necessarily the same as my American dream. And that's perfectly okay. It's kind of the way it's supposed to be when you think about it. And yet, you look to D.C., you look at these folks and you say, uh-uh, they're not quite getting what I'm saying, and they hate us. You know, when Donald Trump first ran for the Republican nomination, remember that came down the escalator and the rest of it? I got to be very honest with you. I didn't get it. And I didn't think he was serious. I didn't. And I said to people that would listen to me, my wife doesn't care, but other people who actually do care, I said, I don't think is he really in this for the long haul? Nah, I don't buy it. And then he started winning, and I thought, well, there's going to come a point where he says, no, I'm pulling the plug. This was all, it was all a goof or whatever. Well, obviously I was wrong. I can't tell you how happy I am to admit that I was wrong. I was unbelievably wrong. But all the hatred directed at Donald Trump, the candidate, all the hatred directed at Donald Trump, the president, all the hatred directed at Donald Trump, the immediate past president, that's all hate for you and for me. Because the people who are attacking him hate us. He just happened to have been standing in the middle for a couple of years. You want an example? I'll give you an example. Jen Rubin. Jen Rubin is one of these pseudo-Republicans. Take a listen to cut number 9.
But I think you also have to have some new ground rules for the media. I think they have to stop treating Republicans like normal politicians. They're not normal politicians. This is not normal conduct. This is a party that spends its entire time cooking up these ridiculous cultural memes, fanning violence, and coming up with outright lies.
I'll give you the outright lie. It's everything she just said. Don't treat Republicans as normal. Isn't that everything you need to hear right about there? How is it abnormal to say we are people of faith? I mean, you're not supposed to say that, right? I go down the list. How do I describe myself? Number one on the list, child of God. Number two on the list, husband. Number three on the list, father. Number four on the list, American. Number five on the list, conservative. Number six on the list, Republican. That's my list. And she's just told me that people like me are not to be treated as normal. Well, guess what? That includes you. Pay attention. Pay attention to what it is they're trying to do. Oh, if you want to reach out to me, I had almost forgotten this. You can send me a quick email, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. I'd ask you to hit me up on Facebook as well. Look for The Jeff Katz Show. What exactly is happening with first responders? We're going to talk about it in about 20 minutes. Jeff Katz sitting in this morning for Mark Cox. It is 97.1 FM Talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, I promise I'm not going to howl. It's going to be difficult, though. It is Jeff Katz in this morning for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk. Yes, that's Warren Zevon. I know I'm not supposed to listen to him. My ears will bleed or my eyes will pop out or some terrible thing because in real life, off the stage, he just was not a nice guy. And some of it was related to his alcoholism, and some of it apparently was related to him not being a nice guy. In the real world. Okay, is what it is. I'm not canceling him. I'm not taking him out of my playlist. I will listen to his tunes. I will continue to listen to his tunes. I've read his, not the autobiographies. There are none. There are the biographies, including from his ex-wife, Crystal, who was the subject of a lot of his really awful behavior. And she said, you know what? He was still brilliant. Still an amazing musician. And I agree with her. I completely and totally agree with her. I wanted to share a couple of words with you. And I do mean that. You know, I sit here, as I mentioned, I'm in the broadcast hut. And I'm looking to my right. And just so you have an idea, I just want to paint a picture. I'm going to try anyway. I look straight ahead, like at the 11 o'clock position. And I got a whole bunch of cool stuff up there, a bunch of trophies and awards, which are always very nice. But there's a folded American flag in a display case. That's the flag that covered my dad's casket. He earned the right to have that flag. So I look at that. There's no way I can't look at that. And then I look straight ahead, and I told you I'm gazing out my official weather window here in the broadcast hut, and I see this old radio that I purchased and some other nifty doodads, some old microphones and stuff. So it's very cool, and I'm looking at that, and I got a bunch of different clocks all over the place. And then I look like at the 1 o'clock position, and at the 1 o'clock position is an area that's actually, I think, pretty cool. Because I spent a lot of time working in the world of professional wrestling and traveled all over the country doing television and house shows in the pro wrestling world. So directly in front of me at the 1 o'clock position, I've got some old championship belts, some old programs, and then I start fading over here to the right. I've got framed photograph of Ronald Reagan, long before he was governor or president. He's sitting at a microphone at the radio station in Des Moines, Iowa, and I look at that and go, wow, what a guy. And I come over a little bit more, and I've got this folded thin blue line flag that was flown over the Pentagon, and it was done for me, and I'm humbled by that. I'm just blown away by it. And there's some other plaques and cool stuff, but at the 3 o'clock position, there is a little plaque that says, stay humble, work hard, be kind. Stay humble, work hard, be kind. And I've tried my best in my latter years to live by that. Now, early on, there was nobody that was a bigger Jeff Katz fan than Jeff Katz. And it was awful, but it's the truth. But I look at that, stay humble, work hard, be kind. And I think, yeah, that is, for me, one of the guiding sets of principles. But I came across another one that I think we need to work into rotation somehow. Now, this is our vice president. You remember her, Kamala Harris? I mean, she is amazing. That border crisis she was placed in charge of, well, no doubt there. It is still the border crisis because she's in charge. She's doing great work there. And what else is she responsible for? Well, I'm sure there's stuff that she's actually responsible for. But apparently now, you'll see her words of wisdom popping up. Again, stay humble, work hard, be kind. I believe that to my core. To those whom much is given, much is expected. Boy, do I believe that to my core. Take a listen, if you would, please, to what could be soon our collective new mantra. Cut number four, please.
We must together work together to see where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be. But also see it as a moment, yes, to together address the challenges and to work on the opportunities.
Yeah. Never has so little been said. We must together work together. Now, I don't know about you. That'd be a good tattoo, don't you think? No, it would be. Come on. Right on your forearm. We must together work together. No punctuation either. It's great. It's brilliant. You know who it reminds me of? Remember Al Sharpton? Remember, resist we much we shall resist. And I know I'm not doing it justice, but you know, these are such powerful words that we must together work together. Yeah, I just need to take a moment to compose myself after, because I get a little misty-eyed at the emotion behind that. This is an embarrassment. This entire administration in D.C. is an embarrassment. And were it not actually working overtime to screw up my country, I would sit back and I would laugh. I would sit back and go, man, that is, jeez, that's it. It's like a really, really, really bad episode of The West Wing. Does anybody really believe that Slow Mo Joe is in charge of anything? It's like watching Weekend at Bernie's, right? They bring him out. He can't read the words they've written for him. He does creepy things and sounds creepy. And then you've got Kamala Harris, who I know was supposed to be the next big thing. And my friends who are Democrats, and I got a lot of them, are like, yeah, we're totally screwed. You guys, you could run anyone, and it's going to beat our candidate. We don't have anybody. Okay. Well, now, personally, I'm actually kind of happy to hear that, because I would like folks back in charge who actually care about this country, that are not determined to turn this country into something else. You know, it's like if you have a gift, you get a car, you buy a used car. Well, you got some dents over here, you've got some rust over there, you hammer them out. A little Bondo, maybe a paint job, but you don't take a big sledgehammer and destroy the whole thing. Well, our folks gave us a car, and we got to take care of it and polish it up and hand it off to our kids. Don't destroy it, for goodness sakes. What's going on in the world of first responders? Well, we're going to talk about that just about 3 minutes from now. Jeff Katz in this morning for Mark Cox. It is 97.1 FM Talk.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are taking a moment to recognize the Roxana, Illinois Police Department and their chief, Bob Coles. Just want to thank you today and every day for all that you do to keep us safe. And throughout the month of November, the Mark Cox Morning Show takes time to recognize all of our local first responders and their dedication to our community. And the First Responder Spotlight supports Responder Rescue. You can learn more about Responder Rescue at responderrescue.org. And what they do is they provide assistance to any first responders who have been injured, maybe they become ill or suffered a traumatic situation. And so the money for this great raffle that we have going on
the
is
rifle
going to,
raffle.
The
raffle.
Say that three times fast.
Rifle raffle.
The Range St. Louis West Gun Raffle with all of the money going to Responder Rescue. So you could win a Sig Sauer M400 Tread AR-15 rifle. The tickets are $10 per entry, and you get one free with every five entries that you purchase. So buy a bunch. And you can get a free one after that fifth one.
The
winner is going to be drawn at noon on November 24th, so you still have time to buy these $10 raffle tickets. Again, all the money going to Responder Rescue. So thank you to the Range St. Louis West and also Donut Delight, because we treat our first responders to some donuts during our First Responder Spotlight and our First Responder Thanksgiving. So buy a ticket. And go to our website, 971talk.com/first responders, and you can get all of the information right there. So back to Jeff Katz, who is filling in for Mark Cox today.
Oh, thank you so much, Denise. Boy, I am going to sign up for that raffle. I'm going to get a couple of tickets. I think I can say rifle raffle.
It's a good tongue twister.
Yeah, I was clicking my heels together as well, but I think I'm in Kansas now or something. I appreciate that,
all right,
Denise.
Thank you.
Boy, I'll tell you, when you get the opportunity to salute first responders, you ought to take it. I know I've said it 1,000 times already this morning, but I'm a former police officer. So I look at anybody who stands up and says, yeah, I want to do something for the cops. This is great. This is a great thing. It's bizarre and twisted that we're now living in a country which has demonized the police. All I remember after I graduated the police academy, and that's a long time ago, but all I remember stands out in my mind was putting on the uniform, pinning on the badge, and going, yeah, no superpowers, right? No superpowers. Same guy that I was before I put on the uniform, same guy that I was before I pinned on the badge, but no superpowers. I just kind of thought, well, you know, superpowers would come along with it. It didn't. Now, I got a nice email. Jeff@thejeffcatshow.com is my email, by the way. Jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. Someone said, Jeff, we're watching you. And I thought, oh my gosh, really? Is it like the paranoia kicking in? And I thought, right. No, there's the camera's on and you can see me. And I waved and all that other good stuff. But person said, hey, what is that bracelet on your wrist? So I'm wearing a thin blue line bracelet. In fact, I'm wearing two thin blue line bracelets because, again, former police officer, I bleed blue. And anything and everything that I can do to support law enforcement officers, I do. I've actually been a volunteer peer counselor for law enforcement for more than 20 years. I said that the other day, and then I said, I should do the math. It's actually more than 30 years. I know I'm like getting old, but it's a thin blue line bracelet. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to ring up a buddy of mine who actually runs all my social media. His sister made this for me. She's a young lady named Emily Morrissey, and Emily lives in Virginia. And anyway, long story short, Emily has CP and a variety of other special needs. And then she figured out while she was doing this therapy that she had a real talent for beads. And so her brother and her parents got together and said, hey, let's set up a business for Emily. And so they set up this great business, Emily's Bracelets. So anyway, long story short, I wanted to answer that question. I thought, you know what? I rang up her brother, PJ, and they're friends of ours. The Morrisseys are friends, and PJ does all my social media stuff. I said, all right, listen, buddy, Can you join me for a couple of minutes and talk a little bit about it? So we're going to have PJ join us at about 8:20. I'm looking forward to that. I think you'll get a real kick out of the story, particularly as you and I have talked about what's right and what's wrong, right? We keep hearing from D.C. all the stuff that's wrong. We keep hearing from D.C. what a terrible country this is, and people are awful, and you have to be dependent on the government. And then you're going to hear this story and you go, wow, that's like all that's right with America. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It is Jeff Katz sitting in this morning, the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.